Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it is about time somebody is kind of thinking about the essential workers out there. Not me, but you have people out there that have been busting their butts, not only in the hospitals, not only in the medical centers, not only our first responders, but, you know, in the grocery stores, at the gas stations, at the, you know, Targets and Walmarts. And, you know, I told you guys last week that as I do telemedicine and I'm seeing patients, and again, I'm protected. I'm working hard, but I'm nowhere near working as hard as anybody on the front line that's dealing with patients, you know, face to face. I'm getting people calling in going, look, I don't want to work. I don't want to be around coronavirus. You know, I think I was exposed. Can you give me off? And so, you know, we're not technically supposed to. We're not supposed to be telling people to take off. All we're supposed to do is say, if you're exposed, you need to go into a 14-day quarantine. That 14-day quarantine is designed, was set because there's an incubation period of coronavirus that's 14 days. So if somebody sneezes on me or coughs or whatever, and I don't show symptoms the next day, I could still show symptoms 14 days later. So if you think you were exposed, you're supposed to go home for 14 days. Well, in order for all of us to do this shutdown, and for non-essential workers to be able to still access Netflix, to be able to still work from home, to be able to still feed their families and get groceries, they need essential workers working. So, in this fourth bailout, or this fourth package, I didn't know we had four. I mean, I know we had, like, the $2.2 trillion one. I didn't know we had four. But apparently on the fourth one, they want to give $25,000 to anybody who works, who makes less than $200,000 a year. If you make more than $200,000 a year, they'll give you an extra $5,000 hazard pay. And, I don't even know if it's the money as much as I think it's nice that somebody is kind of realizing that in order for people to do the shutdown, it is taking others, putting their lives at risk, you know, and it's called the Heroes Fund. And I think that's really, really cool. So hopefully bipartisanly, I think this was put forth by the Democrats. So hopefully bipartisanly, this can be put through. You know, there are incentive payments for more essential workers, you know, because they want to keep doctors and medical professionals there on the front line. We talked about a few days ago how some of the nurses are noticing that, you know, they have to pay for their rent, their transportation, yet locum tenens being brought in from other states, they get to be paid more, they get transportation, they get lodging. And so, you know, we can't be treating frontline people like crap. You know, those people at the grocery stores that are here trying to give us our milk and our eggs and all that, you know, who's got their back? So it's nice to know that somebody has their back. Now, that being said, the CDC is starting to loosen, or is thinking about it. From what I understand, this is just in talk, so hopefully it comes out. But the CDC wants to start loosening some of the rules on going back to work. So what has been, right, if you've been exposed, right now what's the norm is if somebody coughs on you at the grocery store and you're like, I think I could have been exposed, right, you know, then you are home for 14 days. Well, I think what everybody's noticing is we don't have a lot more people out there that can work in these essential jobs. You have people that don't want to, and then you have people that think they were exposed. And they don't want to expose others. And I don't blame them. And so now the CDC is saying, well, you know what we might be able to do is this. Rather than you stay home 14 days, if you think you were exposed but you don't have symptoms, now I'm not saying this is law yet, but I think what they're considering is if you think you were exposed, you could still work. As long as you have no symptoms, you wear a mask, some sort of protective facial covering, and if you, there was something else. Oh, yeah, I think you have to check your temperature twice a day. Now, you know and I know, based on everything they've been telling us all these months, that would probably mean people with possible coronavirus could be out there. But I think the reason why this might go forward is because the average person with coronavirus has no symptoms. Okay, I thank God I've not gotten sick in any of these months. But I wouldn't be surprised if somebody had coughed on me in December or January and I just didn't get sick and I, you know. So, you know, we have to almost assume that the average person has it. Just like having unprotected sex. Just assume the average person you're having unprotected sex with has an STD or HIV or whatever. You can't go wrong. So if the average person that doesn't have symptoms might have coronavirus, then, you know, why are we having all these rules of, well, you think you were exposed, go home. That works when we are in the epidemic phase, not the pandemic. I mean, you know, we do want to limit exposure. I mean, if somebody has coronavirus and they breathed on you, you do need to go in isolation. But if you're working at an essential job and somebody near you coughed, do you really have to drop everything and go home? If you want to, I'll back you up. But if you don't want to leave work because you're trying to support your family and you're like, look, dude, I'm feeling fine. I mean, until we could test everybody to see if they were if they were immune, you know, do we just let them work, make sure they check their symptoms, and if they do feel any symptoms, send them home? As a doctor, I do have to be honest, guys. By the time somebody has a fever, they've been contagious for days. So I, you know, you're usually contagious days before you start to feel your first symptom. But we're kind of at the point now where the average healthy person could be giving it off anyway. So at that point, you know, I mean, when do we start to live? When do we get our country back up and running? And you have a lot of people out there that, you know, think they had it, never got a test, they want to come back to work. Right now, the CDC says, well, rather than 14 days, you could go back in 7. You could go back 7 days from the day you started getting sick, as long as those last 3 days before you go back to work was no symptoms at all. So that would mean, like, let's say, okay, what day is today? I don't even know the days anymore. It's Wednesday? Okay. So what that would mean is, let's say I started coughing last Wednesday. Maybe I had a fever Wednesday, Thursday. If I felt fine on Sunday, and I've been good since Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I could go back on Wednesday. So in order for us to go back to work, and, the, you know, there's some guidelines that, you know, in order for us to eventually go back and the shutdown, you know, start to go away and we don't have that anymore, we need to have less cases, we need to have less deaths. Until then, we're kind of grappling with who mans the essential stations. 1-877-DOT-DOT.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was on the Jason Barsky Show today, WILK near Scranton, Pennsylvania. And, yeah, the office, yeah. Jason Barsky is fantastic. Great show. He's so funny. And, you know, I was honored to be on there. But it was very, very interesting, the variety of questions that people had. You know, it... The concerns that people have with this are just very, they're very diverse. It's interesting how You have some people very, very concerned about getting the virus and dying. You have others concerned about the economy and, you know, when they're going to be able to get back to work. You have others concerned about, well, what does this mean now in terms of school and education and, you know, and you know, our approach to life in general. And I think the overall theme that we're getting right now is everybody seems to kind of be on the same page that the world is going to be different. That this is, that we are not going to be the same world we were pre-coronavirus. Now, some of you may say, nah, because look at what happened September 11th. You know, people forgot about it and they went on. No. Okay, people will get complacent. Don't get me wrong. But we did change. Even after September 11th, we changed. Our approach to flights, our approach to terrorism, our approach to, you know, we are different. Just like with Pearl Harbor. America is changing. It is going to be different. But I think this coronavirus gives us a new difference. And I am concerned about the paranoia. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. We have a much different appreciation or fear of bugs and viruses. And even if our death toll numbers will not get near what we see with flu, this was the wake-up call. Now, why? Why, if we had flu, where we would have 60,000 people die one year, 80,000 another, 40,000 another, I don't know what our number is going to be this year, because we were at about 25,000 before coronavirus. So, if some of these people with coronavirus, now we're at 13,000 deaths in the United States, and some of them also had flu, we might need to add those. But, you know, each year, we probably average about 40, 50,000 deaths a year from flu-related illness. But it was this coronavirus with a so far 13,000, you know, person death count, global, 85,000, that caused everybody to poop in their pants. Why is that? I mean, that's why I was starting to kind of, you know, scratch my head when all the hysteria happened. I'm like, you know, guys, I've been telling you for years to wash your hands. I've been telling you if there's a vaccine, you might want to get the vaccine. People don't really, you know, seem to still want to get the flu vaccine. You know, if your kids are sick, keep your kids at home. You know, maybe we need to start looking at ways to do online school. Not so much homeschool, but, you know, if we can't keep our high school safe or our colleges safe, and it's cheaper to do it online, and I don't want my tax dollars going to free college for everybody. If the college is costing $40,000 to $70,000 a year, I'd rather it be cheaper. Let it be online. Online college is a hell of a lot cheaper. Why am I spending $70,000 for somebody to go to Harvard when my kids can't go to Harvard? Yeah, I know. Well, they're my kids. They're not gonna. They don't expect any of my kids to go Ivy League. They're smart kids. They're really smart, but we're not Ivy League property. We just aren't. We're a little redneck, and I'm proud of that. I'm so proud of that. But not that a redneck can't go to Harvard. They can. But, you know, we're like, you know, we just wouldn't even spend that money even if we had it. Honestly, if my kid did get into Harvard, I you know, if they really wanted to go, yeah, we might borrow the money. But I just, my guess is even my kids would be like, nope. So, you know, why now? Why is this virus getting public support for the world to go on lockdown and everything shut down? Well, it doesn't have total support. I think the average person is now in support of a lockdown because the sooner we get this lockdown done, hopefully the sooner we get this coronavirus, you know, sequestered, and the sooner it dies off or doesn't affect anymore, the sooner we could get back to our normal lives. But we need to have this conversation because October is coming. And we are being told that we're going to have a second wave. And even if coronavirus doesn't come back, We know for a fact that flu kills every year. Numbers way more than this. So, are we going to lock down every year? I don't want to. Now, mind you, I do want to save lives. I don't want to see people dying of the flu. But this lockdown, I think, is going to lead to more and more issues. So I was interviewed by News 13 yesterday and News 3. News 3 on the cross-contamination that can happen and, you know, how you need to kind of, you know, think about things so you don't, you know, touch other things. And then on News 13, it was asked about people in rehab. And how are people in rehab, you know, dealing with, you know, now not getting to go to their, you know, meetings in person and, you know, having their daily routines. You know, we're going to have a lot of people relapse if they haven't already. You know, one thing people do when they, you know, go through rehab and they, you know, try to, you know, be clean or dry is they get on a schedule, they get on a routine and they stick to it. They go to the gym every morning or every evening. They go to work. They hold a job. They do things with friends and neighbors. They go to support groups. All that is stopped. No one's allowed in the gym. No one's allowed to go to work except essential workers. And you can't be with other people. Well, those are the three main things we kind of use to help people going through, you know, a recovery. So, you know, we're going to, what people don't realize is we are going to see new death numbers. I'm getting called on telemedicine by people who haven't seen a doctor in months for their diabetes or high blood pressure. And I'm like, what's your blood pressure now? They go, I don't know, but I got a real bad headache and I feel dizzy. So are they going to be at risk for stroke? Are they going to be at risk for a hemorrhagic stroke where they have a bleed or a clot, thrombotic stroke, ischemic stroke? You need to be able to still go to the doctor. You still need to be able to do your checkups. You need to be able to still go to work. You need to be able to still exercise. People are now eating at home. I'm eating. I'm eating more than I ever have. I lost a good amount of weight, and I looked really, really good, and I was all excited, and now I'm on lockdown. By the way, you know, I really don't miss restaurants. I really don't. My husband and I were talking, if, you know, let's say the shutdown ends, where do we want to go out to dinner? I don't even want to go out to dinner. You want to know why? Because I'm sick of food. I've been eating so much. I really don't feel like going out to dinner. In fact, I'm not excited about going to a restaurant because I really don't want to spend $50, $60, $70 on a meal that, you know, now that I, you know, we've cooked a lot more and, you know, we know what we could do on our own, it's really not that exciting to, you know, go to a restaurant and then possibly get exposed, you know, to by somebody. So 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of us are on the same page. I think collectively we can, you know, make suggestions to our governors, make suggestions to our, to our legislators. We're going into peak, so don't expect any, you know, easing up of the shutdown. You know, most of us are going into our peaks in the next week or two, not sexual peak. Oh, maybe that too. But our coronavirus peak, most of us are getting into, are going to be hitting those in the next few weeks. So I don't really see much in terms of the country starting to get back to work till June 1. I hate to say that, but there, you know, death rates have to go down and cases have to go down for at least 14 days before anybody is going to consider easing up on the lockdown. And so, and we're talking have to go down considerably. So, you know, this idea of, you know, well, okay, you know, if you've been exposed, you could still work, you know, just, you know, wear a mask and all that. That some of you might think it's, you know, halfway, but others might be like, you want to know what? This virus is with us. If we can't beat it, do we just live with it? Like we live with flu. I don't know the answer. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders addressing supporters after suspending his 2020 presidential campaign.
I want to express to each of you my deep gratitude for helping to create an unprecedented grassroots political campaign that has had a profound impact in changing our nation. I want to thank the hundreds of thousands of volunteers who knocked on doors, millions of them, in the freezing winters of Iowa and New Hampshire, and in the heat of Nevada and in South Carolina.
World Health Organization officials say now is not the time to cut funding as it's fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. The United States does give the most to the WHO, and the president has been criticizing the organization as of late, suggesting that they're way too friendly with China and are pushing a Chinese agenda. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, and comments. One of you want to know, why is diarrhea a symptom of coronavirus? I think it's because it's a crappy situation. I got to watch my language here. I think, you know, a lot of us, when we feel bad, we get different symptoms. Whether coronavirus attacks the gut is something that needs to be studied. It's a very good question about this, because, you know, why, if this is a lung disease, if this is a respiratory disease, why is somebody getting diarrhea? My guess is when some people get sick or get a viral illness, they respond in different ways. So not that their GI system is getting attacked as much as when they get sick, their body just responds. So, for example, you know, when I did ER urgent care or even in my practice, mom would bring her baby in or her kid in, and he would have diarrhea. And I would 9 times out of 10 figure out it was an ear infection and it wasn't a intestinal parasite, even without testing. And I'm like, well, your kid has an ear infection. I'm like, well, no, he doesn't. He's not pulling on his ear. And I'm like, not all kids pull on their ear. Sometimes that's just the body's way of telling you something's wrong. And so you have some parents that go, look, I'm telling you right now my kid has an ear infection because his diapers are dirty. And, you know, the over the phone, you know, the doctor's like, well, I don't know because, you know, he's not having a fever and he's not pulling on his ear. Again, that's why, you know, sometimes you need to just see the patient. You need to examine the patient. But, you know, me, whenever I get sick, I get like a sore throat. It doesn't even matter what bacteria or virus it is. I'll just always get a sore throat, you know, and I'll, you know, always have like a runny nose. I'm not a big cougher, thank God. I'm not a big diarrhea-er. I'm not a big, you know, I don't really get fevers. That's another thing, too. A lot of people don't get fevers. Now, I bring this up because as we're looking at guidelines and deciding who has to stay home and who doesn't, depending on, you know, if you've been exposed. Another thing people always say is, but I don't get fevers when I'm sick. So for those of you that have called telemedicine and have tried to get an antibiotic, many of you have failed at getting an antibiotic. And you'll, you know, call and say, yeah, you know, I woke up today, I have sinus pressure, sinus pain, and the doctor's like, okay, you know, do you have a fever? And you say, no, you know, and, you know, but I have a sinus infection. I know it's a sinus infection. Can I have an antibiotic? Well, on telemedicine, we're not supposed to give antibiotics all the time to sinus infections anymore. We've, unfortunately, throughout all these last decades, overprescribed antibiotics such that day one of a possible sinus infection could still be viral. And so people will ask, well, wait a second, you know, how do I get an antibiotic? What did I need to tell you to get an antibiotic? Some, by the way, we're not supposed to, as doctors, tell you. Okay, there's not like a playbook here for telemedicine. But one of the things that we look at is, you know, if you've started to develop a fever. Not if you've had a fever the whole time, because that could still be viral. But if you've been sick for a while and then you get a fever, that could signify a bacterial infection. But I have people that tell me, look, but I just don't get fevers. See, me too. I don't really get a fever, knock on wood. If I get a fever, it is a rare thing, and that means I'm really, really sick. Or I'm 99, and that's burning up for me. So everybody's kind of different. Now, I was asked in Philly today, or in Pennsylvania today, how are people getting coronavirus from contaminated groceries? So apparently there's been some concern that your essential worker at your local grocery store could have coronavirus, and if they touch your peach, and then you grab the peach, you put it in your bag, you go home and you, excuse me, eat the peach, that you will then unfortunately be at risk for coronavirus. And so I was asked, doesn't your stomach acid handle that? Yeah. Your stomach acid does a lot. Your stomach acid is supposed to, you know, kill a lot of the germs that's on food. I mean, go back to caveman days when we were hunters and gatherers. We didn't really know much about washing things off and things like that. And so if we found a berry and it dropped on the ground, we might not have liked the taste of dirt. So we would, you know, see, the body's very smart. You know, we don't, you know, if we don't like the taste of something, we're not going to eat it. So you want to brush off something that you don't like the taste of. And so you would brush off the dirt, you would eat it. And for the most part, if you ate something that had been in dirt, like a vegetable or whatever, you were fine. Because your stomach acid will kill off a lot of the bugs. Sometimes, unfortunately, though, you'll pick up salmonella or E. coli or something. You can even pick up coronavirus from oral fecal route, meaning eating something that might have, you know, being passed from somebody else's feces who didn't wash their hands, and your stomach acid just doesn't knock it out. So why would that happen? Well, it could be that, you know, maybe you absorbed it quicker before the stomach could do all its work. Usually stomach takes about a good couple hours to kind of churn and digest food, but, you know, maybe some pieces got through. Maybe that, you know, virus was resistant and or was able to be encased in something that protected it. You know, a lot of these viral bugs are very wily. And, you know, they already know how to withstand certain acidic environments. So, you know, your stomach acid, if done right, should, you know, help. But that led to a follow-up question, and we're taking your questions and calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If you take an acid suppressant, will that make you more susceptible to getting a virus, any virus? Which is a very good question. If your body's defense mechanism includes acid in your stomach, then you trying to decrease that acid, does that put you at risk? Well, from an infectious disease standpoint, they have found that some people on chronic acid suppressors or PPIs might be more prone to pneumonia or other infections. They've also found that you might be more prone to certain vitamin deficiencies too. You might not absorb calcium as well, let's say. So they're still studying that. But in terms of coronavirus and all that, we don't know. But it is something to think about. It really is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So we're being told now by the World Health Organization that face masks do not stop healthy people from catching coronavirus and should only be worn by healthcare workers and patients. Now, this comes as America is telling people to wear masks or facial coverings, although America is being very, very, direct about not using any equipment that could be used by healthcare workers. But the World Health Organization says face masks do not stop people from catching coronavirus. The United Nations health body was forced to review new evidence from Hong Kong claiming mass issuing masks may have helped contain the pandemic. But the World Health Organization maintains that the public should not wear them outside because there is still no proof to prevent infection. In an updated guidance published yesterday or Monday, the health body said masks were only useful for healthcare workers and patients who test positive. So what they're saying is if you are sick, you're wearing the mask might prevent it from spreading out. But if you're healthy, you wearing a mask, the mask might not filter everything that has to filter. Now, the CDC just told people to start wearing makeshift masks. I didn't mind that. As long as you're cleaning them, as long as, you know, you're putting them on properly and you're not, you know, taking them off by touching your nose and touching your eyes, etc. You know, then I support that. But I will not if people find, well, you know what, the hospital masks are better, so I'm just going to use those. I mean, there was that hesitancy for the CDC to say that because they didn't want people hoarding. And people are hoarding. I see people with some real fancy masks. And I'm like, how the hell did you get those? I mean, I'm, you know, good for you, but where did you get those? And I'm in the medical field. I couldn't find any of those. So, you know, to have the World Health Organization, you know, not in full agreement with the CDC isn't anything new. I wouldn't be surprised by that. But, you know, I think any barrier is something as long as you don't feel like you have extra confidence and protection such as, you know what, I could go and save lives now. Well, you know, again, it's, you know, a scarf only does so much. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you has asked about allergies. How do you tell the difference between allergies and coronavirus? If somebody's sneezing next to you, there's no way to tell. With allergies, you usually don't get a fever. Very tricky to tell between allergies and a cold. A lot of times when I get allergies at the start of the season, it then turns into a cold or sinus infection. I don't understand why, it just does. But usually allergies is a little bit of a scratchy throat. You get sneezing, you get runny nose, you get some cough, feel kind of itchy, your eyes are watering, and it's not really a painful sneeze. Like when you sneeze, it's not really supposed to hurt. Sinus infections or colds, your throat will kind of hurt a little bit. Your sinus will hurt when you sneeze. You might start to get a little bit less clear and more gooey. Yellow drainage, green drainage, bacterial, same thing. With a cold, you might more have a fever and body aches, whereas with allergies, you don't. So there is a difference. All right, allergies, usually no body aches, usually no fever, usually it's pretty clear. And the other thing is usually there's a repetition. There's a repetitiveness that you get. So like, for example, I wake up in the morning, I'm fine, I go outside, and it's achoo, achoo, achoo. Right, if I come back in, the sneeze starts to go away. With the cold, it just doesn't matter. It just will get worse and worse and worse until it peaks a few days later, and then it goes away. So there is a difference. Now, if you feel it, if you have a coworker and they're sneezing and coughing and they're like, nope, sorry, just allergies, that you can't tell. I mean, you can't. And then another question I've been asked is if somebody has coronavirus and is not sick and they've been carrying coronavirus for a while and now they get allergies and they sneeze a cough, can they spread coronavirus even though they're not sick and they have allergies? Yeah, absolutely. If somebody is carrying coronavirus in their respiratory tree and they then spew or sneeze, cough, talk to you, whatever, that can spread. So that's why as a doctor, I am like, oh, Lord have mercy. What are we going to be up against now? Because we're coming into cough and cold season, allergy season. That's also kind of one of the reasons why we're still seeing peak. I don't know about you all, but everybody in my neck of the woods is sneezing and coughing. Well, we haven't even hit our peak yet in Nevada, and we will. Allergies usually surge in April, May. So rather than this peaking like flu, because flu peaks in January, February, this December, January, February, this seems to be peaking with allergies. And I don't know, maybe there is a relationship, maybe there isn't. So fantastic question, though. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Wuhan has finished their lockdown. So after 76 days, the lockdown has been lifted. So people are now able to travel in and out of the city. The stroke of midnight, the city celebrated liberation from its lockdown, honored frontline workers at a light show, from what we understand, according to CBS News. Drivers sped off as highways reopened. Now, I live in Nevada. Our highway has been open. Imagine not being able to drive. High-speed trains left just after dawn. More than 10,000 people left the city by plane. Cherry trees are blossoming along city streets. So this is kind of interesting because, you know, are they going to go into their allergy season? Shoppers have returned to stores that have reopened. According to 21-year-old Megan Monroe, she has been in Wuhan since the lockdown started. She said, everyone's like out and about and everyone was just so, so happy. I felt joy in the air. Now, these scenes were a stark contrast from days ago when the city was under one of the largest lockdowns. According to CBS News, the city had gone into confinement in early January. Emergency hospitals had to be built quickly, sprung up overnight. Empty streets were the new norm. If you disobeyed containment, CBS News is saying you were beat, hauled away, or sealed in their homes by authorities. Now, on Wednesday, a riot broke out when the lockdown of Hubei province lifted, over fears that people who are now leaving ground zero could reinfect others. So you had people not wanting the breakdown to lift or the lockdown to lift. Epidemiologists like Ben Cowling warned that the widespread travel out of Wuhan could mark the start of China's second wave. He says, one of my concerns is that we're going to get into a nasty cycle of having to have repeated lockdowns, maybe every 2 to 3 months, because there'll be a resurgence of infections. Same scare that we have here in America. We are not looking forward to a second wave. Now, the good news, I don't know if it is good news, but for us in America, is we could watch China. So we could see what happens in China. Now, China, which is very interesting, is they might not be the most transparent, but they can only hide so much if they are going to hide anything. And so if they do have a resurgence, I think word is going to get out. And so I also believe that China really needs other countries' help. And they also need everybody on board. You know, they might have tried to keep it quiet originally, but once people left China to go to Italy, or once people left China to go to America and the disease spread, it didn't take a rocket scientist to realize that something was going on in China. So if they do have a resurgence, I think we will know about it. I hope they don't. But unfortunately, if they do, that is going to really mess us up on wanting to reopen. Now, England has written, I'm reading from the Daily Mail, they were looking at a long or short lockdown. And in this infographic, they show that if their lockdown ends mid-April, that they will easily have a resurgence between June and July. If their lockdown goes all the way to June, without any social distancing, and if people go back to normal, there will be hospital surges in July. Their third prediction is if they lock down by June and they remain social distancing, the numbers in the hospital may stay flat. Now, again, this is just a prediction. It's the COVID symptom tracker. It was taken by a questionnaire and it's not the most scientific designed model, but they do make a point. If we do get to finally, you know, go back to work and do what we need to do, and there's no masks, how should we, you know, approach the post lockdown? I mean, do we need to phase the lockdown out? So rather than a lockdown being from 0 to 90, going, okay, everybody gets to leave now, should there be a transition where, okay, those who had it, those who test negative, can go and reopen the store? Those can, you could go, you know, it's tricky. It's not an easy answer. Right now, what China did is they waited until they had, they still have cases. I mean, China right now, if I could update it, China was at 81,800 cases, 3,333 deaths. That hasn't changed in the last hour or two. They have had two new deaths in the last few hours, but that number hasn't changed in the last hour or two. So they are still going to have people that die of it, but they don't think they have to keep their country locked down any more than it has. So we'll see. Did they contain it? Did they do everything they're supposed to? Now, it doesn't sound like people are going to be allowed in China, but are they allowing people to move freely throughout their country? If they could make this work, then our lockdown release can go a lot smoother. But if we see that their rates of infection and death rates go up, and it's going to take a few weeks, we're going to then be probably urged to stay on lockdown, which I don't want. But that's our new world right now. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.